We begin our second set of news items with some oil and gas stories. Gas pipes first installed the same year Carrow Road opened are finally being replaced after nearly nine decades. Work began on March the 16th in Norwich, where 800 metres of metallic pipes are being upgraded to plastic. The pipes, installed in 1935, are to be retired after 89 years of service. The work is being carried out in phases along Southwell Road, Hall Road and Hospital Lane, while traffic management will also affect Trafalgar Street, Hughenden Road and Hatton Road. There will need to be a road closure in Southwell Road, which will be carried out in two phases. Diversion routes will be put in place and locals will still be able to get access to the road. Multi-way traffic lights will be required in Hall Road. Eleanor Buxton, Head of Work Management at Cadent, said, "Upgrading these pipelines will ensure we can continue to distribute gas safely to them for many decades to come. We are very conscious of the disruption works like this cause and hope people can accept that this project is essential to maintain a long-term safe gas supply."
Thieves are stealing heating oil from homeowners by siphoning fuel from tanks in the gardens and selling it on the black market, police have warned. People are being urged to install fuel alarms and screen their tanks as fuel prices continue to soar amid supply shortages caused by the conflict in the Middle East. Households in rural areas are particularly vulnerable, with criminals exploiting the surge in prices by selling stolen fuel on the black market, according to reports from both Norfolk and Suffolk police. It comes as hundreds of people across the region have been unable to get hold of heating oil after having their orders cancelled by distributors. Customers of Norfolk-based Gough Petroleum, which delivers kerosene heating oil across East Anglia and the South East, have been told they will not receive their orders on time unless they pay a higher price to reflect the current inflated fuel prices. Customers say the cost of their heating oil has doubled. Around 1.5 million homes in the UK are heated using oil, usually stored in tanks in gardens to supply their boilers. Heating oil is mostly used by households in rural areas. Users are not protected by the energy price cap, unlike mains gas and electricity customers. 7 out of 10 areas where heating oil is most commonly used are found in the east of England, according to the 2021 census data.
Farming leaders have warned that soaring costs for diesel and fertiliser, triggered by war in the Middle East, could contribute to higher food prices. The National Farmers Union, NFU, says fertiliser and fuel usage will be ramped up in the coming weeks as the spring planting season begins. But it fears supplies are threatened by the war in Iran and the ongoing disruption to the Strait of Hormuz, through which about 20% of the world's oil and gas shipments pass. This has sparked a surge in prices and supply shortages, which have also forced the cancellation of heating oil orders for rural customers across East Anglia. Norfolk-based agricultural purchasing cooperative AF Group says market fluctuations have not reversed the significant increases in fuel prices since conflict began, and some suppliers are still price on the day of delivery. Delivery lead times also remain extended and subject to availability. The group says nitrogen-based fertiliser prices are up by around 23% so far, and if the conflict continues, it anticipates new season deliveries will be affected and prices will continue to rise.
The Prime Minister has announced a £53 million support package for the most vulnerable households that rely on heating oil. Sir Keir Starmer said the government will clamp down on heating oil providers that are ripping off customers by cancelling orders and charging them higher prices. It comes as households in Norfolk and Suffolk say their heating oil has doubled in price since the start of the Middle East conflict. About 1.5 million homes in the UK are heated using oil, mostly in rural areas. Unlike mains gas and electricity customers, people who rely on heating oil are not protected by the energy price cap. Suppliers are now to be investigated by the Competition Watchdog, the Competition and Markets Authority, after concerns they are profiteering from the conflict.
A Norfolk-based heating oil firm has apologised to customers for cancelling their orders and charging them significantly higher prices due to the conflict in the Middle East. Gough, based in Wyndham, has said it will honour orders placed during the first 3 days of the US-Israel war with Iran, from February the 28th to March the 2nd, at the original prices quoted to customers. It previously told them that they could only keep their existing orders if they paid a higher price to reflect soaring global fuel prices, which saw the cost of some people's heating oil double. Gough also offered customers the option to cancel their orders and receive a full refund, or keep their orders at the initial price, which would only be delivered when the firm could purchase fuel at pre-conflict prices. Now, customers who agreed to pay a higher price will receive a refund, and those who cancelled orders can contact the company to have them reinstated at the original price.
And the final story in this section is not about the cost of heating oil. Norfolk could be boosted by a potential surge of interest in the Normans when the Bayeux Tapestry returns to England for the first time in almost 1,000 years. The 70-metre tapestry, depicting the 1066 Norman invasion and Battle of Hastings, is travelling from France for a major exhibition at the British Museum in London in September. Tickets will go on sale on July the 1st, and around 7.5 million people are expected to visit as it returns to UK soil for the first time since it was made. And the subsequent swell of interest in the Norman period, coinciding with the 1,000th anniversary of the birth of William the Conqueror, who took the English throne from King Harold in 1066, could bring benefits for Norfolk. The recently revamped Norwich Castle Keep dates to Norman times, and a tie-up between the British Museum exhibition and Norfolk Museum surface is planned. The castle's new gallery of medieval life is a partnership between the museum service and the British Museum, and there are plans to create a temporary display of complementary artefacts from the Norman period to coincide with the tapestry's England return, along with a programme of activities.